Father, we thank you for this evening, and we thank you for what you are doing in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verses 7. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verses 7, New King James Version. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious. And if you what was happening you would get to realize that Peter was trying to point or paint a very important picture, if I would call it. And what he was saying was that the people needed to be serious. They needed to be serious. They needed to be serious. And it will amaze you to know that we also could receive the same instruction for our lives and for our ministries today. We also could receive the same instruction for our lives and for our ministries today. I believe very strongly that we can take the same counsel. We ought to be very intentional about being serious. Now, if you took time to read the whole verse, you would realize that Peter was actually pointing out to how that some people were unserious. And of course, their lifestyle clearly showed that they were not serious persons. Right? Their lifestyle showed that they were not serious persons. And that's what I've been trying to help us see. How that it's so important to be serious. You would find a serious person approaching life, tasks, relationships, or certain responsibilities with a certain kind of a mind. And that's how you're going to do well. Because if you always like to play, you take things lightly, you are never found, you know, approaching matters or issues with focus, then you're going to be called an unserious person. You know, you would almost find that a person who is serious, you don't just do things for the sake of it, right? You always want to make sure that everything that you do fits very well into your goals, you know, fits very well into the things that you believe in and you esteem as virtues for your life. You said you want to serve God in the ministry. You see, but then the kind of life that you are living does not depict somebody who is serious about what is said. There's a time when you ought to be serious. Right? There's a time where you ought to be serious. There's a time where you ought to take things a lot more seriously. Oh yeah, there's a time like that. So, you have to get to understand that you ought to be serious. Very important. Very important. So you don't just do things because, oh, I really want to do it. You are paying attention to the things that matter. And you get it done. You know, somebody who is not serious will be easily distracted by entertainment, play, you know, gossip. It's like they really don't have anything to do with their time. Really don't have anything to do with their time. And so you get to realize or recognize that these people do not end up doing well. A serious person definitely is going to have a focus. Person is going to be dependable. Can we trust you to take certain commitments seriously? Can we trust you? Can you be a trusted person to be committed to something and not walk away from it? Right? So you get to realize that people remain unserious. They are definitely not serious. You find out that they hardly take things with a certain form of a weight or a depth. Even some of you, your parents still don't trust you with your junior, siblings. Say you won't let them bath, you won't let them eat, you won't let them do this. It's a mark of unseriousness. Because as old as you are, you can't take care of your junior brothers and your junior sisters or your junior cousins or your junior nephews, nieces, your junior, And it's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. So you see that people who are serious are going to be focused. They're going to be dependable. You know, they carry themselves around very consciously. You'll find them considering, you know, what step they have to take, what next step they do not have to take. It's a very, you know, easily findable virtue in people who are serious. So whenever you find yourself becoming somebody that is serious, you definitely get to realize that you start to possess these attributes and attitudes. You find out that a serious person is diligent. A serious person is punctual. A serious person is hardworking. You will not find them cutting corners or treat responsibilities lightly. Yeah. So you assess yourself. Can you be given something to handle and then you handle it well, such that we don't need to send you and follow up again to come and see why we sent you. What we sent you to do is yielding results. And I want every one of you to be known as people who are serious. Every one of you. I'm also not saying you should frown your face and not. No, you know when to play and you know when the play has ceased. You know when you're supposed to get to it quickly. Yeah. And many times, your work is a reflection of, you know, a certain character. That's why the works of a lazy man is going to be seen in his character. Yeah. And that's why you must become very conscious of what works you produce. You see, wash, you don't wash well. Iron, you don't iron well. Eh? Wash plates, you wash it. Half of it is washed well. Small is not washed well. It's like you are just not serious about anything. You see, and all of these things reflect a certain kind of a nature. So let's be serious. Everybody, as old as you are, your room, you can't keep it neat. You can't see that the place is dirty and clean. Wake up on a Saturday morning or something and clean the room. And some of these small things reflect a certain nature. It reflects. It shows something. It reflects. It shows something. You're not a serious person. But Peter is saying that we should be serious. Yes. I feel like tomorrow was the day I was going to take the verse actually in context. But that statement is very strong. So we are all going to be serious. Don't let anybody tell you that you are too serious and you are not somebody that is very serious. Or somebody tells you that you take things too seriously. I've seen people like, oh, she takes things too seriously. If you give her something, she'll be serious. No, it shows you are actually wise. I showed you from the teachings also how that wisdom is directly synonymous to seriousness. When you find somebody who is not very wise, the person is not very serious. Yeah, it shows a certain lack of wisdom. Sorry to say. So you will find these traits in people who are serious. Some of you don't value simple traits like honesty and loyalty. Meanwhile, it's the hallmark of a serious person. Yeah. If a serious person says, I'm with you, that's all, they are with you. Yeah. An unserious person does not care when he says, I'll be loyal to you. And something happens, oh, now I've changed my mind. I'm not loyal to you again. Yeah. You catch an unserious person on a scene, red-handed, the person will still be lying. You have been caught, you are still lying. They caught you, you are still lying. I mean, we caught you red-handed, you are still saying, no, it's not so. So oftentimes you find these traits in people who are serious. You are unserious when you play with people's emotions. Don't play with people's emotions. A serious person does not play with people's emotions. So let's be serious. You don't love someone, say you love the person. You don't want to have anything to do with it. Meanwhile, you are doing like you want to have something to do with the person. You tell a lie so that you see whether the person will cry or the person will not cry. Why are you playing with people's emotions? Why are you doing that? Why are you? So it's a mark of unseriousness. So I'm saying that let's all be serious. How is it? Oh, I lied. You are gloriously telling someone that you lied. The person, and you are laughing. You are not serious. You're not serious. You don't know that something as very important as that should not be played or toyed with. No, I mean, let's be serious. When you are serious, you will expect true sincerity from everyone else. Yes, because I want to be a serious person, I've stopped being whatever, a man-pleasing person. Yes, because I want to be serious. You can ask God that I've even become more serious with Him now. Yes, do this. I want to do it the way He wants me to do. I don't want to have anybody else, anything coming up at any point in time doing whatever. I don't play by those terms. Do this. That's it. That's it. Yes, by the grace of God. So when I see you say something and you don't do it, I take you as not serious, because I don't want to be taking people around me who are not serious. So let's be serious. Let's all be serious. Yes, that's how we can make the ministry grow. It's not going to grow by just being playful. You write in your report, you had maybe 50 people joining in, or 20 people or whatever. 20 people joining, you say you had 32. You see, you are not telling the truth. Why a report to you? You shouldn't lie. Don't lie in your report. Don't write something that you did not do in your report when you are sending it to me. Don't write something. Write what you did. You follow up in your report. Say, I followed up on 10 people. Meanwhile, you followed up on 4 people. You are not serious. Make sure you have a good use of your time. is another mark of a serious person. Don't just get up and go anywhere. Don't just get up and be anywhere. Don't just get up and follow somebody somewhere and say, "Where are you going, Pastor? I went for this program." What program? Oh yeah, Pastor, it was a musical concert. They invited me. You see, you are not serious. Because when you are serious, you know that the work we have on our hands is too much to be somewhere enjoying a musical concert. It's too much. The work. I mean, when I even think about the work, I'm just like, "God, help us do this work." But you have time to go for a musical concert and go and sit at a musical concert for 3 hours and 4 hours when you could have been using that time to pray. You should have been using that time to follow up on disciples, check up on people who need to. You are using that time to go for a musical concert, to enjoy a musical concert. See, you are not serious. You are not serious. We are here. You are also somewhere. Peter is saying, let us be serious. He's telling us, let's be serious. Let's take things seriously. I believe strongly that these teachings are going to stir up on the inside of us a focus that people will even be shocked. Like, "Hey, what is it at all?" You see, but that is what it takes to be successful. That is what it takes to be a very successful person. No ministry can be successful by having a lot of guest ministers. Today you have Pastor so and so. Tomorrow you have Evangelist so and so. Another day you have Apostle so and so. The next day you have Prophet so and so. Another 2 weeks you have. What are the people learning? Huh? What are they learning? What are they receiving? Now, I'm not talking about any other ministry. I'm talking about us. And I'm saying that because we want to be serious people, we know what we're about. We know what voice we're supposed to be listening to. We know where we're supposed to be. At what time? Because we are serious. You see, because we are serious. Because you are serious. Don't be an unserious person. You see, I can show you seriousness. I'm going to show it to you. And I'm going to show you another parable. I see you becoming a very serious person.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Becoming a very serious person.
Amen.
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 Serious with life, serious with your activities, serious with things you have to do. You are just a serious person.
Amen.
We give you some.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
So, we are going to be very serious people. Yes, we're going to be very serious. We want to be serious people. Very serious people. We know what we're about and we go for it. Yeah. We know what we're about and we go for it. We're not confused. We're not confused. We're not confused. And I want to assure you, anything that you set your mind and your heart to and you pray about it, I'm telling you today, you are going to accomplish it. I'm telling you. If only you don't daily that.
Amen.
changed tomorrow. You are here to do this. Tomorrow you want to do this. Tomorrow I've changed my mind. If you can laser focus on it, yeah, you're going to achieve it. You're going to achieve it.
Amen.
So you find out that there are people who are just not serious. And when you are a serious person, you're also not going to take the easy way out, but you're going to stay in the midst of difficulties and trials and different types and kinds of temptations that will arise on your way to achieving what God has called you to achieve. See, the moment it just becomes a bit hard to break through, you see that they will just coil in quietly. Yeah, they will just coil in quietly. See, because it's just hard. You are at work. Your boss gives you a job to do immediately. You are done with work. Meanwhile, he doesn't do that frequently. Maybe you close at 4 p.m. and then maybe one time 4 p.m. there's work, 5 p.m. there's still work, 6 p.m. 7 p.m. there's still. Then you pick your bag 4:30. You are going home. Who should stay and do the work till the 8 p.m.? You see, and that's why when promotions come, they would now be considering that, no, this person, we can't promote this person because this person is not a serious person. When there's work, they will pick their bag and go home. And you have some employees like that. There's work, then you pick your things and go home. You don't care, but it's not your job. You pick your things and you go home. If you're not able to handle another man's business, how will the Lord give you your business to handle? You treat the business like you don't care. The job, you don't care. If it works, you don't care. It doesn't matter to you. All it is that they paid you at the end of the month. Those kind of people, they hardly will do well in any space, I can promise you. Yes. If it's frequent, you can bring it up for a discussion. Oh, we close at 4, but it looks like now the time has always been extending. Is there a way we can keep it at that time? But just 1, 2, you're already saying that you are going home. You go home. You are not a serious person. See, I can tell you for a fact, I tried it. It worked. There's a difference between a serious person and an unserious person. Yes. It took me three months to realize that what I'm telling you is true. 3 months. Yes. 3 months, 1, 2, 3. Yes. I was already recommended for something great. 3 months. Yes. But it's not for the people who always want to have excuses, always will not work, always will come around and they'll be pressing their phones. Every time they'll be doing something. They are not serious. So from today, everybody, we're going to be serious. Yeah. And then you also see the mark of a serious person. They are going to learn to treat failures as a lesson instead of a joke. It's another sign of a serious person. You are treating failures as a sign, as a lesson. It should not be a joke. It's a sign of seriousness. You know very well that this thing that you did is the reason why it didn't work. But you are still approaching it the same way. You are not serious. You know this person was the person that forced you to do something you were not supposed to do. But you are still doing it the same way. You slept the whole semester. The end of the semester, you instead of you should study, you didn't study. You went to the exam hall, God helped you. And you are repeating the same thing that you did last semester again. You are repeating the same thing. See, it's a sign of unseriousness. You said something, it put you into trouble. And you are still saying the same thing again in the same space again. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. You went to that same place. You fell in for that same temptation, yet you are there again in 2 weeks' time. No. 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 You sit in a particular position. You never pray. You know when you sit down there, sleep that follows. But still, it's that same position you sit in, that same chair. Go and sit in the chair. Let's be serious. I'm going to give you the last one. Then we'll look at another story of unserious people. You know, serious people are. They are calm but firm. Yeah. When it's time to stand, they stand very firmly. Yeah. If you say no, it should be no. No, yes, yes, no. Don't have pretensions of your yes to mean no and your no to mean yes. Don't pretend. Don't have careless jokes that are not needed. When it's time for you to stand firm and say the truth and say it respectfully, yet be firm. I see you becoming serious people.
Amen.
That's how the ministry is going to do well.
Amen.
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 Church do you attend? I started some church, but they said they are Christ family, but I'm not too sure. No. Let's be serious. God is putting into our hands something very important. Let's be serious about it. You see, let's go all in for it. Let's go all in for it. Yeah. Luke chapter 14, verses 16. Downwards. I would like it from the New King James Version. Okay, I think I want a message translation for this story. Luke 14. We're closing. See, you're already complaining that we have kept long here too much. You see, I don't like unserious people. Jesus followed up. Yes, for there was once a man who threw a great dinner party and invited many. When it was time for dinner, he sent out his servant to the invited guest, saying, "Come on in, the food's on the table." Then they all began to beg off, one after another, making excuses. The first said, "Yeah, I bought a piece of property and I need to look it over. Send my regrets." Another said, "I just bought 5 teams of oxen and I really need to check them out. Send my regrets." And another said, "I just got married and need to get home to my wife." The servant went back and told his master what had happened. He was outraged and told his servant, "Quickly get out into the city gates and alleys. Collect all who look like they need a square meal. All the misfits, the homeless, the down and out. You can lay your hands on and bring them here." See, on serious people, excuses. They will give you one right now. Imagine being called to an important event like this by somebody that is very prominent, but your excuses are many. So when you find unserious people, they will have every room to justify the reason why they cannot do what they are supposed to do. It's a mark of unseriousness. So from today, you're going to tell yourself that I'm a serious person. Yes. And serious is just the word I use. Everything that I've explained is what you should be incorporating into your life that truly portrays the mark of a serious person. So you are going to be dependable. Your year is going to be your year. You're going to be true. You're going to be committed. You're going to know when it's time for play, when it's not. You're going to know how to carry yourself. You're going to be conscious about people's emotions. You're going to be intelligent about people's choices and not fight them. You're going to take things seriously. There's some jokes you shouldn't play. I'm dying. Among all the jokes, you didn't get a joke that you are dying. The person you arrived said, I'm not dying. I was just joking. No. You see? Let's be serious. Mind your words. Don't just say anything. Mean your words. Mean them. I believe strongly that God is making you via these teachings to take your life and the ministry seriously.
Amen.
You see, a man that drinks, he eats a serious person. Yes, it's not. It's like you don't know what you want. Yeah. Hey, a boy that has 2 girlfriends, not serious. You see, not serious. You see, when a man is serious, that's why you ladies also, you should be serious people, because you also are not able to recognize somebody who is serious. You seem very well that he's texting you, texting another person. It's like he likes another person, 4 together. Say, what's going on? Yeah, but I love him. You love him. Hey. You see, you are not serious in yourself. You're like, your heart is not serious. Your heart is not serious. Like, your heart is not serious. You yourself, you are not serious. The guy, you know very well that she doesn't like you. She's not interested. She has told you. Instead of you should be serious and go to another or something. I don't know what you are going to do, but you have to be serious. You have to tell yourself that, nah, Charlie, let's move on. Says, no, let's move on. That's serious. Charlie, let's move on. I'll tell you one story. Hey. No, I'll not tell you. I will keep it for another time. He said, let's move on. He said, hey, me, I only propose once. He said, tell to the sisters. If you say no, I'm very serious. Say no. I'm going forward in my life. I don't have time for serious people. But the sisters, they are afraid. They like to say, oh, it was close. They are now afraid. I've made them afraid. I feel the fear, you know, hitting through the phones. Say, hey, what is Pastor doing to us? I'm telling you that be serious. Yes, be serious. That's what I'm telling you. Your yes should be yes. No. Just saying. It's subject to change. Pair the times and the circumstances and pair the efforts that are made over a period of time. Yes. See very well that texting and doing whatever. Say, hey, my brother, I think you are not serious. You are not serious. The way I've seen you, you are not serious. Let's be serious. You ask, what do you want? That's a serious person. Because me, I ask people. Yes. Even if you come to me, I'll ask you, yes, is there anything we are supposed to say? Or is there anything we are supposed to talk about? Because I want to get to the point. I don't know. I just want to say, is there anything we are supposed to talk about? Is there anything we are supposed to say? It's not because I don't want to whatever. But I want to be serious. I want to get to the point quickly. See, I want to get to it quickly. So you just say, the way I've been realizing that you have been texting. I know Pastor has taught us to walk in love and all, but the way you drop the love emojis and you drop this kind of thing, and you drop that kind of thing, and you say this kind of thing, and you do this kind of thing. I just want to know, is there anything like, I'm not thinking anything, but I just want to know, is there anything like that? I say, oh, you know, it's not. I said, brother, please, just don't stammer. Is there anything like that? I said, oh. Say, let's not confuse it. Say, there's nothing like that. Say, oh, okay. I just want. It's just nice if we just get to know. I just didn't want to draw any conclusions quickly. When you are serious, you save yourself from a lot of confusions. And when you are not serious, you will be beating around it like that and be going around it like that. Become a serious person, eh? Yes, become serious. If you become serious. Some of you don't know what decision to make. It's also a sign of not being serious. It's not confusion per se. It's just a lack of seriousness because you don't know what decision to make. But it's changing from today. You are going to be very laser decisive. In your mind, you know, like in your mind, you are decisive that this is it. This is it. Yeah, this is it. And that's how I want you, that when you make decisions for the ministry, tell yourself that this is it. Yes, when you make a decision, it's not like I like to say, but me, when I make a decision, it will take God to change that decision and other God-inspired men. Yes, I've stopped saying that. It will take God and other God inspired me, but it is very difficult. I will not lie to you. So we're going to be serious. As a ministry, we have to be serious. You don't listen to your pastor. You have other five pastors you listen to. You are not serious. See, you are not serious. Because how would you learn what is being taught? You are not serious. When you are serious, you'll be here. Every time you'll be here, you'll be listening to the services. You'll be listening to the sermons. You will be getting yourself involved in what we have ourselves involved in. It's a mark of seriousness. So from today, I'm going to encourage us all. Let's start approaching everything in life with seriousness. Everything with life in life and ministry with seriousness. Don't just do it. If you do it anyhow, you will not get anything out of it. Yes, you will not get anything out of it. I'm telling you that if you do it anyhow, you will not get anything. And then at the end of the day, you say, oh, my workplace, they are like that. They are like, but you are the lazy one. You are the one that will not work. Then you go to work, you will not work. Instead of they give you work to work, you won't work. And then you want them to give you stipends or whatever, bonuses. You want them to give you bonuses. What bonuses should they give you? What bonuses should they give you? Make sales, you won't make. Sell in the pharmacy, you won't sell. Treat the patient nice, you are also the one that is something. I think there's nobody like that here. Yes, but everybody is serious. Yes, so make sales, you will make. Treat the patients nice, you treat them nice. Become a serious person, you become. Be at work at a specific time, you'll be there. Dress well and dress nice. Some of you, your shoe to work already is on serious shoe. On serious shoe. They see you. I'm not saying that you have just buy a good shoe. I'm telling you, you are not serious. Yeah, I'm not serious. On serious shoe. I can show you at a place you will not have to spend more than 200 cedis or 180 cedis on a very good shoe. Some other places, 150. Yes, you are not serious. You want to use 1,600 to buy a shoe. Say, oh, God will provide. No. You are just not serious. Iron your dress. Look well. By sure. Serious. Serious. I want to see it says serious. Serious. Serious people. Give you tax. Do it. Give you tax. Do it. Do your tax. Be serious. When they give you work, let them see that your work is good. You take time to do it. Serious. You can cook serious. Everything is serious. So, Father, we thank you for serious people. Know what to say when people are around and know what not to say. Don't carry yourself around. Everybody knows that you can't keep quiet. You can't keep secrets. You can't keep information. Everything that comes to you, they say, oh, let's wait. When she goes out, I'll tell you. Because you are not serious. You can't keep things. You are not serious. You can't keep things. Brush your hair. Comb your hair. Go to the barbering saloon. Go to wherever. Look serious. I'm telling you. Some of the things we call favor. The person just saw me and the person just liked me. Yes, it's after a period of time that, you know, hard work proves it. But many of the times, your physical appearance just commands a certain form of favor. Yes, your physical appearance alone. So if you are able to look gentle and good, you see that there will be a favor. Just by looking at you. It's not always that is supernatural. If you have the favor of God, but your body, whatever, is very serious. You have the favor of God, but I mean, the favor of God around, we can't have, like, we can't even sit. So we have to excuse ourselves to breathe and come and see the favor of God. So all of these things, very, very important. All of these things, very, very important. Know how to talk. Know how to use the word please, sorry, yes sir, yes ma. This, that. You are there. You are serious. That's all. You are a serious person. They give you money to keep you. Keep it. They give you money to keep you. Keep it. You don't spend so much money. They ask you, where's the money? Say, oh, I was hungry. If you were hungry, die. Die and leave the money. The money is not yours. Someone gives you money to keep. Keep it. The ladies, they give you money to keep. Keep it. The guys, they give you money to keep. Keep it. Don't just be spending people's money. You can't keep money. You are not serious. Give you money to keep. You can't keep. It's not like you even invested the money or something. Indomie. Fried rice. A lady. Indomie. I want to see your children. They will be looking like, do you know Lilliputs, what they are? Indomie. You can't sit down and seriously cook. You are listening to me. You are laughing. You are with them also laughing. But you are listening. You can't cook well. Hey, say, oh, Pastor, now Pastor has always been talking about ladies. And when will he also speak about the men? And the men too are also supposed to go to the kitchen. Okay. I think you should find a church next by, because we don't teach that here. Yeah, find a church next by. I can show you other churches. There are churches next by. You can see me in the comment section. I'll show you a church. Listen to me carefully. I'm not talking about male and female. Male and female, we are the same in Christ. So listen to me carefully. I'm not talking about male and female. I'm talking about husband and wife. As for male and female, the male should go and cook their food. Hey, cook your food. Let them also cook your food. We're becoming serious persons. Very serious. In Jesus' name. Serious with ministry. Don't be so moved by everything that is happening around. Don't be here tomorrow, you are there. It's like you don't know where you are. You don't know who is your pastor. Okay, yes, you are this. Oh, yeah, you go for this meeting. You are here. You are there. You are this, that. No. Let's be serious with everything. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for serious men. In Jesus' name, amen. So our time is up. We would be here tomorrow at 5 p.m. And then we're going to be in prayer again. 10 p.m. on Friday will not hold. Our evangelism will be active from 12 p.m. at Legon Central University, Ibushigo. Serious people. You know, sometimes people try to say that, why is the ministry serious, serious, serious? You can't even do anything in the ministry. I say, this shows we are serious people now. You want to come and do anything you want to do. No, it shows we are serious. It shows we know what we want to do. And we know what we want to achieve. So be serious, everybody. Everybody listening to me. Make it, if you see anything like unseriousness in your life, begin to fight it out. Because that's the reason why you will not do well. But you are going to do well because you are going to take things seriously. Yeah. And take things seriously. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.